Road safety, always something that's not too far from our consciousness, and some surveys done recently suggesting that a lot of us feel that our, well, less than half of us feel that our roads are relatively safe, with study finding that around 60% of Australians feel that there's at least one major car accident every 3 months on some of their regular travel routes. And here in New South Wales, that figure jumps up to around 72%. Ouch. To talk to us about that a little bit more, somebody who's got something to say is the Professor and Chair of Transport Management out of the University of Sydney, Professor Stephen Graves. Good morning, Stephen. There is a perception that we aren't all that safe on the roads, but we kind of are leading the way in some areas, aren't we?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Yes, I think the survey results reflect what's sort of been happening in the last 2 to 3 years after... You know, Australia's been, a leader in road safety, and we're often cited overseas, and we've had years of wins, and within the last couple of years, we've had a bit of a flat line, and actually a reversal of trends. We're seeing more accidents, people saying, yeah, gosh, I know someone who was in a bad crash the other day. It's just been on the last couple of years, and it's left people, everyone, sort of scratching their head a bit.
So with that in mind, what some of the measures do you feel can be done to ensure that we are a little bit safer? Are we lagging, or are there a few things that we can do moving forward?
Yeah, we've fallen behind. You know, we're definitely ahead of the Americans on this one, but we've fallen quite a bit behind the Europeans. And I guess we'd sort of look towards particularly Northern Europe, the UK, Scandinavia for some tips on what we might be doing. Or might be doing wrong. I guess one of the first things is that Australia's got a lot of high speed single lane roads, and a lot of the accidents that are happening, people driving a little bit too quickly, maybe late at night, and that's probably not something you get so much of in Europe situation anyway, Northern European. A couple of the other things I think is, you know, 90% of accidents that happen, or there's driver sort of issues at play, and so we've got to look at the human being in all of this. We've got to look, perhaps take a close look at our driving, you know, how we license people, how we monitor that. Do we go to some sort of checkup on people's driving skills? Again, that's something that happens overseas.
I don't think that's a bad idea, because if you think about it, Stephen, in the workplace, you know, after so often there's always retraining and relearning and different ways to look at things, you sort of get your license at the back end of high school, and there's really not a lot else happens until you get to the very other end of the 80-plus where that all starts to come into question. And that's a whole stack of years where not a lot really happens.
Yes, that's right. And, I mean, for many of us, you know, the road system has changed. It's much more challenging to drive now in many ways, simply because there are so many more people on the roads. And there's the other issue, I think, is distraction. You know, we've sort of got a bit of a handle on the big ticket wings, like the drink driving and the seatbelts, but we're facing new challenges, I think, with distraction. You know, we're all telling a fib if we haven't sent the odd text while driving. I shouldn't be saying that, but we've all, you know, to say I'm going to be home soon or something. And we've got devices in the vehicle. You know, the navigation devices, ironically, to make your job easier, are often can be distracting. And that's the sort of new things that we're looking into, certainly, as to some of these, you know, potentially causal issues. Is drivers can only take on about two or three things at the same time. And once you start bombarding them with things, it leads to distraction. And that's been an increase in these sort of distraction and even fatigue related. You know, we're all a bit more tired. We're all trying to do too much. So I think that's some of the countermeasures. And we are trying to do things about that. There's campaigns around that. But it's becoming a big issue.
It really is the seatbelt and drink driving of the modern age, isn't it? And if you think also, Stephen, of how cars are sold, like if you look at any car commercial, in the past it was about safety and how much you got on mileage on your petrol. Now the first thing they talk about is, you know, watching movies in the car and iPad connectivity. And that's how we sell a motor car, not on safety or style. So these are big problems. But the other thing you touched on earlier is some of our roads. One of my big bugbears is I don't think we build, certainly main roads, all that well here. I think we don't there's a lot to be desired when it comes to road building. Are we doing that wrong, do you think?
Well, I suppose we're playing catch-up a bit. We've got a lot of high-speed single-lane roads. And, I mean, if you look at our colleagues, our friends across the ditch in New Zealand, their accident rates are much higher than ours. And it's a lot of that's attributed to, these single-lane, a lot of accidents happen at night. If you look within Australia, we get, somewhere like the Territories, they have a much, much higher accident rate than, for example, in a city. So that's partly explaining it. And I mean, there's a number of things that you can do to try and make the roads a bit safer. I know that, the Pacific Highway is always one everyone goes on about.
Sure.
You've got this road that was designed in a previous era that's now being used predominantly by, there's a lot of trucks that are going significantly faster and carrying significantly higher payloads than when that road was designed. And they can't stop when something happens. So it's that the road infrastructure hasn't really sort of played catch up with the, with the types of vehicles and the types of movements that are happening.
Just on that one last question, Stephen, why are we not putting as much thought into that? Because we're all driving on the roads, we're all on the big roads with the big trucks, and they're on some of the little roads as well, because they don't have a choice. They've got to get to A and B, and we just don't seem to be... We are behind other countries when it comes to this.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, for as long as I've been here, we've been talking about upgrades to the Pacific Highway, and they have done a lot, but it's happening. It happens very slowly, I think, is the issue.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Stephen, thank you for your time there. There's a few things to think about, and stay off the mobile phone. Don't send that text message. It's not worth it.
Okay.
Thanks, mate. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye.
Yeah, Professor Stephen Graves talking with us about road safety and a lot of the things we know we shouldn't be doing. Some of us may just still do them.